Welcome back to the book of Jude. I've enjoyed this book so far, and I really hope that you have also. I appreciate all of those that listen and those that log on to the website and take advantage of the lessons I have there. There's more than 200 lessons on the website. I think you should avail yourself to them. If I were going to outline the book of Jude, I'd probably start off with his greetings. Then I would mention the subject. He started to write this letter about the common salvation, and he changed the subject. Instead of writing about the common salvation, he wrote about contending for the faith because of some godless people that had infiltrated the church. He wanted them to contend for the faith. And then he issues a warning against these false teachers. He gives some historic examples of judgment upon the wicked people. He tells about the unbelieving Israelites. He writes about the angels that fell from their first estate. He wrote about Sodom and Gomorrah. And then he describes those people that he was warning his brothers about. He told of their slanderous speech. Their character was graphically portrayed, and their destruction was prophesied. And then he exhorts the believers to build up themselves in the holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And then he closes with a prayer. I'm going to read a few verses. I begin with verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, unnoticed, who were before of old ordained for this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. These certain men he describes. He said they were filthy dreamers who defile the flesh. They despise dominion or authority, and they speak evil of dignities, which is the higher-ups in the kingdom. Woe unto them, he said. They've gone in the way of Cain, and they have ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and they will perish in the gainsaying of Korah. And then he goes on to describe them personally. In 2 Peter, he described them as wells without water. Either one you want to use, it doesn't matter. Wells and clouds all have a promise of water, yet they have none. These heretics was promising liberty while they themselves were in bondage. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruits wither, without fruit, twice dead and plugged up by the roots. Rage and waves of the sea, he calls them, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of the darkness forever. These are mummers and complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouths speak great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. These are they who separate themselves, sensuous, having not the Spirit. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.